Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring Real World Dar.
That is me.
Millennial Helen.
Hello.
And Not So Silent Bob.
Hi.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about what foods did you hate as a kid, but love now, or hate as a kid and still hate.
Mm. Yes. Bob?
I could start this.
I saw it in your eyes.
I'm gonna do the foods that I hated as a kid and still hate.
Okay. You're doing both. You're answering both questions.
I'm just gonna do the hate stuff.
Okay. Very well.
Generations of positive people, right?
Yes.
Come to the right place.
This give me this one negative thing.
All right.
So the two foods I've always hated was celery.
Mm.
And licorice. I hate those two things.
I can hear it in your voice. You're very passionate about it.
I mean, my mom used to go ahead and make things with celery, and I would go ahead and flip them out of my, like, chop suey and put them around the edge. She didn't make me eat it because I would have sat there forever. And I remember when I finally met my wife's family, and they knew that I hated celery. Her mom used to do everything she could to figure out a way to give me celery without me knowing it. And I think I found it every single time. She would like liquefy it, thinking I wouldn't taste it. Well, there are some foods that are really spicy or are really lots of flavor. There might be some celery in it. I might miss it. That's okay. Mm. As long as it doesn't taste like celery.
Mm.
And licorice. My wife loves the fact I hate licorice because she buys it all the time. She knows I won't take any.
So red and black, it doesn't matter?
No, it's black. Only the black licorice.
Okay.
I like any other flavor, but I just don't like. I didn't know. You mean the other flavors are called still licorice?
Sure, Bob.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was just licorice was always black.
I mean, that's the traditional licorice.
What do you call
like
Twizzlers?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Twizzlers.
What do you call red vines?
Red chewy candy.
Do you know what red vines are?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. All right, audience, you're getting the taste of Bob. He's kind of put black licorice on the blacklist. Yeah, Twizzlers, all of that is licorice, Bob.
Oh, okay. I know. Well, not only I like all licorice except black.
There you go. So you can teach an old dog new tricks. All right. I'll go. Or you want to go?
Go for it.
Okay, so
Know who Helen is?
Oh, no. It's Helen, y'all.
I thought my commentary would help introduce me.
Okay, why don't you do your commentary? I'm going to have you introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Helen. I was here last season, came from Chicago, and they invited me back, so I'm here again.
So last season meaning season three.
Season 3.
Yay.
Now we're in season 4.
We're now in season 4. Because somebody may listen to this 10 years from now and they don't know, they wouldn't know that you were in season 3 when you said last season. I guess they would if it's season 4.
They could figure it out or they just think, okay, she was here before. But I'm glad we're getting this technically accurate. So I appreciate that.
Helen's our friend. We worked with her when we were all in international programs and services together. She's super smart and intelligent, and she's a
nice person.
Really nice person and a really great friend, great loyal friend. So,
and I love black licorice, Bob. So that was written down on my list because I know a lot of people hate it.
Can I say something else about licorice?
Yes.
Okay, so I went to Finland as a exchange student, and they have licorice too, but it's hard. And I guess a lot of people that's in this local area, Finnish Americans, it's this hard, salty, what is it called? Salmiakki, no, there's a word for it. But it's a licorice, it's black, and it's really, really salty.
Doesn't taste like normal black licorice,
no.
Then? Oh, I might like it.
No, I'm going to try to look up the name so I can get it before the episode is over. Okay, go ahead, Helen.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways I could go with this. I mean, foods that I loved as a kid. No, foods that I hated as a kid. That's where we are. Fish was a big one, but I like it now. I feel like a lot of kids don't like fish, or they just like tuna, but just like the smell, the taste of salmon or anything else. And now I really enjoy fish. Olives and mushrooms were kind of the only really other things on my list as a kid that I didn't like. I probably only really ever had those on pizza, so just like the traditional mushy olives and mushrooms texture taste thing. And then as I grew to be an adult, I found there were particular kinds of olives and mushrooms that I liked. So my philosophy right now is I just haven't found the, you know, thing of that I like yet. So I didn't like tea until I found a tea that I liked. Mm. And then I started discovering more teas. Same with coffee, same with mushrooms and olives. So I think as we grow and develop, hopefully if we're willing to try new foods, new cuisines, or just prepare foods in a different way, maybe we didn't like how our parents made it for us, but we can try cooking it in a different way. And so there are really most things that I do enjoy, apart from all the fun foods like gluten that I can't eat for health reasons. So, yeah, that's for me.
Okay, so it is salmiakki. That's how great my memory is. And I was thinking about, I heard this once, that your taste buds change every so many years, and I was trying to figure that out. But this says every 2 weeks, but that couldn't be. Our taste buds die and grow back about every 2 weeks. But there is a, every 7 years. Well, that's the question. I don't know. I don't know if it's accurate, but I've heard something about like your taste buds change every so often. But yes, olives, black, green, nope, can't do it. I never did it. We'll never do it. Not a thing for me. So I, amen on the olives. I grew up in a household where they ate chitterlings, which is like the lining of pig's stomach, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. No, never have and never will. The smell, the stench of them. I hear my grandmother made great chitlins, but
So you didn't even try them?
No. Nope.
Oh.
Okay. No.
But how do you know if you don't try it?
Dark? The smell. I can't get past the smell of it. So I never tried them. Nope. And so I got the olives. And then the other thing, which is going to be interesting for some of you, is we have a house divided. So Derek is a mayo and I am a Miracle Whip, and I cannot eat mayo. And I like to have just a super, super, super thin layer of Miracle Whip, because I don't like the sandwiches to have a whole bunch of, like, Derek like to goop it on and just layer.
Yeah, I love mayo.
And I can't do mayo. So we have to have Miracle Whip and mayo in the house.
That's crazy. When I was a kid, I loved Miracle Whip, and now I like mayo. I don't like Miracle Whip. That's a change that I had, yeah.
Yeah, taste buds changed.
Yeah.
What about sandwich spread? I recently learned about that, which is Miracle Whip mayo adjacent, but it might have other things in it.
What you mean adjacent?
Sounds like chunky mayo. I've heard about it. My coworker promised to bring it in. You'll have to look it up. Ooh, sandwich spread.
Chunky mayo.
It's what it's called on the shelf at the store.
It's called chunky mayo?
No, it's called sandwich spread.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I should have looked this up, but I didn't know this topic was going to come up today. But yeah.
Yeah.
She's from St. Louis, so maybe it's a St. Louis thing.
Okay.
I remember I had a biology teacher in high school, and she gave extra credit one time for, she brought all these weird foods. And if you try, for every food you tried, you got extra credit. I tried them all. It was grasshoppers, caterpillars, ants, octopus. It turned out that I really liked the octopus.
Hmm.
I liked it so much I would buy a can of octopus and I'd make an octopus sandwich with mayonnaise.
Hmm.
And
judgment.
And those little suction cups.
Did that sound like judgment? That sounded like judgment.
Sometimes I could pick those little suction cups off, you know, the tentacles.
Now, I will say, like, and also sardines.
You see everybody's looks.
I like octopus,
too. I lived in Spain on the beach, and that was a delicacy there. So fresh octopus.
Mm. Calamari is the you know, accepted name now.
Now we're all hungry.
It's chewy. I like chewy. I like shrimp and lobster and octopus and anything that's chewy I like.
Okay, and then I do have one other one that I grew up on religiously that I don't eat, which is actually very, very common in Asia, is Spam.
Oh.
So I grew up on fried Spam sandwiches. And it was a sandwich. It was a sandwich. No, I'm joking. And I think it had mayo on it most times. But I've been away from Spam a long time. But
did you ever go to the Spam Museum in Minnesota?
No, I have never been to the Spam Museum. I don't know if I'm interested in going to the Spam Museum. But I know that they have all kinds of tastes and flavors. Chris, did they have that in Japan? Was it common?
Not as common. It's a little bit, but it's more of like a Hawaiian thing or like Pacific Island
of thing. That's the voice of God. That's Chris, our producer. I just forced him to chime in on this one because he was in Japan for a year, right? One year? Okay. So yeah, those are the food stories. Any final thoughts on the food?
I guess that pretty well covers it. I mean, I could talk about other foods I hate or like or whatever.
I think we're out of time. No, I'm joking.
Well, I think what we're going to do is get Bob that licorice from Finland, and
Salmiakki.
On a future episode, we can hear if he liked it or not.
Then I'm surprised that nobody mentioned that you don't like vegetables because
I love
kids
vegetables.
Don't usually like vegetables when they're kids.
I was a vegetable kid, broccoli,
really?
All raw, fresh. Yep.
Okay.
I love vegetables.
I mean, I didn't like tomatoes. I didn't like a lot of vegetables. I got to like them as I've gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those hate and then liked.
Keep eating.
Yeah.
That's a positive note. Keep trying and experimenting. And yeah. I think what Helen said, you may come to enjoy or love something that you didn't think you would.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.